Well, welcome, beloved ones, and thank you for being willing to listen to these wonderful words of the Lord. I'm Rose with Rose Ministries and Clear Vision Television and Mercy House, and I want to share with you today a wonderful booklet that is electronic booklet on the website now called God's Royal Confidence. Before I get started on the book, I want to quickly say and be thankful to the Lord that He's allowed me and encouraged me and kept me ministering for 50 years and throughout the world. And I have been blessed to celebrate this 50 years as ministering all over the world through the Clear Vision Television ministry, weekly, broadcasting nationally, worldwide, to millions and millions of people. And there are many books, and first began being published in 1985. So there's been quite an amazing progress in that, and blessing to the Lord and to me, and distributed worldwide. To date, I have been amazed that there are thousands of publications, teachings, and books that have brought many, many, many people to the love of the Lord. And I'm so happy to share today. And I recently, back in 2000, graduated from Rhema Bible College, and I have a doctorate degree in humanities from Antioch Christian University as well, and lots of other studies. But the most wonderful thing is that I have the love of the Lord, and you do too, and that's who He is, His love. So let's get started with this little book called God's Royal Confidence, and just enjoy hearing His word and being blessed by it. The first part of it starts with possibilities. And it says, be strong, trust in the Lord with courage. That's Psalms 27:14. Many of the greatest among us have come from the most disastrous, disheartening places. I have noticed there is one vital value they share. They are lovers of life, themselves and others, and they always think in possibilities. Not one allows themselves to act on their own fears, their own feelings or thoughts, that perhaps I'm afraid I'll never make it, or I don't have what it takes. Thoughts like this are dearly deadly. I call it grasshopper mentality. If you go along telling yourself, like the 10 spies told Moses after they'd gone over to look at the promised land, there are giants there, and we are grasshoppers in their sight, then you are teaching your mind and heart to fear. Your mind and your subconscious is very willing to listen. It will grow that seed of fear and nothingness into a big crop of defeat. Never look at your circumstances. Listen to the words of the Lord that He will never leave you or forsake you. Really listen that you are His holy, royal, champion, grand winner. You can be confident that your joy of the Lord is your greatest strength in Him. Dare to be all God created you to be. Dare to be the very finest that he says you are. God is your royal love, your God, and he hasn't left you or would never leave you, and he has great plans prepared for you beyond your wildest dreams. Conviction. Be strong and of good courage. Joshua 1:6. I will never leave you or forget you. Oh my. Isaiah 49:16. Do you really believe you have a solid, confident confidence in yourself? This is a very personal and serious question. If you can answer yes with assurance and conviction, you are one of the most blessed people in the world. If you can't trust the Lord, then I can help you. I know you understand that God created you. He brilliant, marvelously, intricately created you in his own image. He has complete confidence in you. My experience is that people do not give up or break down because they are defeated, but they give up because they think they are defeated. They either do not believe in their abilities or God's possibilities, or they give up believing. You must never stop believing. And a believing means agreement with God. You must ask yourself the question, why shouldn't I believe in myself? Beloved, you are a royal child. His royal child, Father's royal child. Therefore, you have developing inside of you the greatest powers of Almighty God. Remember, God promises that he will never leave you alone or forget you. When you truly believe this, you are on your magnificent way to living in royal confidence. You do not have to fight your battles alone. In fact, you are not to fight your battles at all. The only fight you have is the good fight of faith with God always by your side. He will always be standing by your side, protecting you over all your life. The battle is not yours, it's his. Strength. I have no confidence in the flesh, but I have strength, and I can do all things through Christ, the one, the only, who lives within me. Philippians 3, verse 3, and Philippians 4, 13. I met a lady once who told me that she loved hearing me preach and reading my messages. She went on to say that my loving delivery of my messages, God's messages, inspired her. And she knew if I could preach, she could preach. She couldn't remember my message that changed her life, but her life was changed. This is not what I call very complimentary. But one of the greatest things about ministering the Word of God in love is that you don't have to depend on yourself. And obviously, this lady didn't depend on me. She was drawing on the power of God's love and his word moving into her spirit, which is correct. The scripture that brought my admirer from thinking in no strength or no self-love to royal love was, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me and is my strength. That dear lady told me that she had found a publication I had written and was ministering in. She began to partner with the ministry here, God's ministry here, and has since gone on to lead hundreds of people to the Lord's love and declaring healing into their lives. Amen. After 10 years, I had privilege to have a private Christmas dinner with her. She told me that this scripture had sustained her and built her up and built her strength up and confidence during many trials. The tragic loss of her husband, facing financial stress, and being left at an early age alone, she let me know that the words in the Bible are the truth about God and the truth about mankind, the truth in just one Bible scripture set this beautiful lady free. Take these words to your heart, and they will give you greatest strength and set your life free as well. Wow. Humility. The Lord is my strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? I expect the Lord to help me. Psalms 27:1 and 14. A good friend asked that I talk to her husband, who was threatening to divorce her and had started yelling at her and drinking heavily. She stated that this wasn't like him at all, and they had been married for 20 years. The husband started right off telling me at great length all that was wrong with his wife. I never heard so much condemnation and criticisms. She was a terrible housekeeper, couldn't cook, and all in all, she was not the wife he wanted. Oh, me. Finally, I said, Reggie, it seems to me that first thing you need to do is get a little humility. After we prayed about this, Reggie looked at me and said, I see, I'm getting the message. The fault is all mine. All right, I thought, now we're getting somewhere, and started. It is always a good idea and beginning to stop blaming others and other people for your failures. But Reggie started getting depressed. I have so many faults, he groaned. I handed him a tablet of paper and pencil and told him to list on one sheet all his negatives and on the other sheet list all his positives. The second sheet would be a list of all good qualities that he would like to be. And when he got done, I asked him to put the first list away. Then I asked him to fold up the positive sheet, keep it in hand, and read it a dozen times a day. A year later, Reggie and my friend were acting like newlyweds. Reggie still carried the positive sheet in his day folder and looked at it to make sure he was measuring up. His drinking stopped, and so did his complaining. The negative sheet was kept in a drawer of his desk at home. Gradually, he was marking off his faults as he overcame them. He told me from time to time, "Don't worry, I'm not going to get haughty. I know God gave me the strength and confidence." Yes, God met all Reggie's needs, but Reggie had to get rid of his negatives and concentrate on his positives. Praise the Lord. Harmony. Love is very patient. It looks for a way of being constructive. Love knows no jealousy and is not arrogant. 1 Corinthians 13:4. There is a great victory in life when you know that you are more than equal to any difficulties that try to come on you. When you are in love, harmony, in agreement with your Lord, all uncertainty and self-doubt just slide away. But how can you achieve this happy state? By putting your creative cap and thinking and applying all God says and shows you to defeat circumstances. The first step is to get into the royal love and word of God and believe what that word says. It takes charge over things, all things. Then you must deliberately believe putting yourself into a positive, a position of rest. Trust. Rest means trust, thereby surrendering to the mighty hand of God, expecting His wisdom and guidance. Next, work at the problem. It needed through pain or suffering. First, seek, believe, surrender, then work. These four actions combine to guarantee a positive change. Amen. Partnership. God gives power to the tired and worry and worn out, and new strength to the weak. Isaiah 40:29. Many times, most of us don't do a very good job with what our God originally built into us. We look around and see others we think are more qualified, better looking, younger, smarter, who seem to have accomplished more. And if we look hard enough, we start doubting our strengths and abilities God has given us. Self-doubt prevents people from fully living God's royal grand champion life. If you are experiencing this, you can change by changing your thinking and talk. Daily say to yourself, Lord, thank you. Right now, this very moment, you are confidently leading me to turn my weaknesses into strengths. Thank you, Lord, you have faith, great faith in me. Hasten to see yourself as God sees you. Remember, He created you in His love, an own image. Every day, decide to see yourself the way God sees you. God is your partner in helping you become all that He has already created in you. Create a positive awareness of God's qualities in you, in yourself, that make you strong and powerful. God is your partner for life, eternal. Since God believes in you as your royal creator, and He is your greatest love, how can you even not succeed to be all that He designed you to be? Amen. Modesty. God prepared and unified things through His Spirit, even the deep things of God. 1 Corinthians 13:10. Jesus was born in a stable. It was God's choice for His Son to be a man drawn to people and to live to love as one with all. Jesus was comfortable as he chose to be with everyday people to help Him. He chose unlikely people to spread His great news, and His great new message was royal love. Speak out loud all of 1 Corinthians 13 to hear the power and attributes of royal love. Note where it says, love is not proud. There is a grand connection between confidence and modesty. To live confidently, you must be modest about your life, no matter how high or how low you are at the time. God says, the content person does not brag and is not proud. 1 Corinthians 13:4. God loves you, and love never fails. Thank you, Lord. The last word we're going to look at here is faith. Now we can come fearlessly right into God's presence, assured of His glad welcome. When we come confidently with Christ and faith in Him. Ephesians 3:12. There are great lessons in life. When we look at how markets cycle up and down, down and up, real estate, oil and coal prices, grains and beef, and still over time, the markets always rise. It's just like your life can be. You can have setbacks and defeats, or you can have consistent rises and victories. Instead of looking at your life this way, sowing into your mind daily achievements, accomplishments that give you personal fulfillment, fill your mouth with God's words of faith and positive thoughts. God's positive thinking needs to become you, your life. Even in seeming down times, you can see great things of God flooding over you for good. Refuse lack. despair, anger, fear, unforgiveness, or bitterness to ever come into your mind, your flesh, mind, and heart. Keep yourself surrendered to your Lord who believes in you. Decide even day, every day, and choose life and love. Yes, say yes, I love my Lord God. I love myself, and I love people. Yes, I want my God strength. I want my God's strength and His love. I choose God's best life for me. Beloved, nothing on this earth can ever defeat you. You are God's royal love, His royal grand champion winner, His royal confidence. Dare to believe all you can be.